Good morning. This is John doing the Daily Inspiration. We are finishing 1 Peter chapter 1 as we've been going through here the last week. And just a brief overview again, we started in talking about being a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. And how that God, when we're body, we're physical, we're flesh, the part that we can see, we can touch, we can sense, we know. Our soul is our soulish part of us, our thoughts and emotions are the seat of our being. We all have thoughts. We know we have thoughts, but we can't see our thoughts. We can only feel them, or it's an inner thing. But we're a three-part being. There's an inner God-sized hole that is made for God's spirit. And when that hole is empty, our lives are empty. And we can try to fill that with all kinds of different things because our soulish part of us was made to connect in the spirit with God. And when that is lacking, we often feed our souls through our flesh, and it doesn't satisfy. And so Peter's been admonishing us to walk in the spirit and to allow the spirit to lead us. And if we haven't received the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his. He tells us that in Romans. And so I trust yet you're walking in the Spirit, that you know God. But if you don't know God, if you do not have assurance of salvation, I invite you to just humbly surrender your heart. God is a gentleman. He doesn't force his way in. But God is a gentleman. And he is knocking. And if you will give him permission, he will come in, and he will make supper with you, and he will abode with you, and we will have fellowship. Let's come back to our scriptures here. I'm going to read starting verse 20. Who verily, this is talking about Christ, was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, with unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. With a pure heart fervently. Very key words there. If we have fervent love with unpure hearts, we will see immorality and things that are not even fit to be spoken of. But if we have a pure heart without love, God will not do the work that he wants to do. Verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. We're not just born of flesh and have a soul, but rather we've been born of the Spirit by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The earthly things that we see around us, the life that the outside world, the non-spiritual world sees, it'll pass away like grass. The grass withers and the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which is the gospel, which by the gospel is preached unto you. He's coming back and he's asking us to walk in the Spirit, to walk with him, to be one with him. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would anoint this word, impress it on somebody's heart that needs it today, and maybe he's a believer struggling, maybe he doesn't know you yet, but either way, that he would come to understand the need for your spirit within him, and that your key to the victorious Christian life is to allow the spirit to control our thoughts and emotions, and thereby our soul is sanctified to bring more glory and honor to you. Father, we pray the blood of Jesus, which breaketh all sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.